A combination of stagnant funding and changing technology is putting pressure on a decades-old service for Central Ohio's blind community. The Central Ohio Radio Reading Service, or Voice Corps as it's now known, is searching for ways to maintain services for the visually impaired.
I was afraid to close my eyes for fear of what I might see. I would just stay up, days it seemed, and then...
At Mike and Julie Russell's Clintonville home, the sound of Voice Corps is nearly constant.
The Radio Reading Service is a touchstone. You know, it's an outreach.
The Russells have been married 17 years. Both are blind. They depend on Voice Corps for entertainment, community, consumer news, and emergency information.
Like if somebody comes across the TV and there's a weather bulletin, it's all letters across the bottom of the screen, and you just turn it to them, and it's all spoken. They tell you what's going on.
Voice Corps broadcast programming exclusively for the blind or visually impaired year-round on special FM radio receivers. Its budget last year totaled $300,000. Executive Director Mark Jividen says the service is supported by city and state grants, foundation, and individual contributions.
But we are operating in a deficit. We are fortunate enough to have some reserves, but those reserves are not going to last us forever, that's for sure, if we don't improve the revenue that we have coming in.
Voice Corps is one of six reading services still operating in Ohio. It broadcasts a signal to 2,500 specially designed FM radio receivers that are provided free to the blind. WOSU provides a transmitter signal to Voice Corps. Similar services in Toledo, Portsmouth, Athens, and Cambridge have all gone silent. Money is a problem, but Jividen says a change in the way radio signals are transmitted means some potential listeners are lost.
We estimate that within our listening area, there could be up to 16,000 people in these 21 counties that are visually impaired, and it's really tough to figure out how we can reach those.
Jividen says Voice Corps can be heard on cable television, web streams, and podcasts, but because of copyright laws, the website is password protected, only available to those who qualify. Mike Russell says digital technology puts pressure on Voice Corps to make more changes.
I see it changing Voice Corps. If Voice Corps is willing to change and able to change, I think they'll just do a different kind of thing. And like I got on their website and was looking, they list all the different places for blind people to get services, that sort of thing.
For now, the Russells say the broadcasts are a big part of their lives.
No, and I like to read the Inquirer on Saturdays.
He just loves it.
My mom used to read the Inquirer to me when I was a kid, and I guess it brings back memories.
It's our morning. We come down and we do the sports talk, and I don't even like sports. But these guys make it so fun and interesting that we have our coffee and our sports talk, and it's our morning.
Voice Corps employs 4 full-time and 2 part-time staff. It has 250 volunteers who read current newspapers, magazines, grocery store and department store ads, fiction, nonfiction, and public service announcements. It was founded in 1975. Tom Borgerding, WOSU News.